For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. Today's episode is so exciting because not only is it just another Monday and another Manifest with Tori DeSimone episode, I have a guest with me today. Amanda Odgers is with us today.
Yay!
Welcome!
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It has been such a long time coming.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm really excited. I don't have guests very frequently on the podcast. And whenever I do, I always make sure that they're very intentional and align with the message of Manifest. And that's exactly you.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm very excited.
Making my day already.
There are so many things that you and I could dive into. You just have so many layers to you, and like I'm interested in all of them. So why don't you give a little elevator pitch of who you are, how we know each other, and then we'll kind of dive into what we're going to be talking about today.
Perfect. So hi, guys. My name is Amanda. I started as a fitness instructor, moved into becoming a breathwork coach, a soon now yogi. It's been like about 8 months now of being an actual instructor, which I'm so excited about. And I've been kind of in the fitness space for a while now. I was an athlete back in the day. Then we went to college, did all the craziness of trying to figure out what I'm doing with my life. And you know, I went into business and things like that, and it just didn't feel aligned because I was missing this fitness, health and wellness aspect. So when I graduated, I got back into everything. I got all my certificates, and honestly, it's just been this foundational piece of my heart since, honestly, I think day one when I was born. It was just, I've always wanted to help others in the best way possible, in any way possible. So for me, I find that most through fitness, through being able to help people with their mindset, and then also help them get healthier and, you know, live their life on purpose. So I guess that's a little bit about me and how we know each other. I think it's honestly from this space, from content creation. It's so funny. I have so many friends that I met on social media and I didn't even get to meet in person for a year or two. Even one of my friends that I'd say I spend 50% of my week with, we get on calls all the time. I've still never met in person. And
that's,
I think,
so funny.
Yeah. I think it's just the power of social media and how special it truly is. So I love that part.
And you work at Stride now.
And now I work at Stride. Here we are.
Yeah. So Amanda's also a yoga instructor for me here at Stride Seattle. I opened a yoga space, I guess just only like a month ago, like 5 weeks
Crazy.
Ago. So yeah, Amanda works for me there now too, but we've just known each other, like you said, like throughout the years. And Amanda's embarking on a very cool journey. She's moving very soon to Austin, Texas, which I'm so jealous about. And it's like, I really
want to
visit
all the time.
Texas so bad. Yeah. So you call yourself a breathwork coach.
Yes.
What exactly is that?
Yeah. So basically back in January, I guess the story starts a little sooner. My first experience with breathwork was back in May of 2022. And it was the most life-changing experience in my life. I feel like I unlocked all of these things. And it made me want to pursue it further. And so the type I did was something called Theta Breathwork, which combines a couple different practices. It combines meditation. It combines theta healing. It also combines music. So you use music to kind of stimulate the mind. And then it's a different breathwork pattern where you'll actually take a two-part inhale, one-part exhale, which changes the actual oxygen makeup of your body and allows you kind of to dive a little deeper into your subconscious state of mind, which I'm sure I'll go into in a little bit more detail soon. But that type of breath work is really powerful because it can help you unlock different traumas and different things you don't even know are causing you to make decisions and different ways of thinking and things like that that are just, you know, having you live a certain life that you don't even know you're living because of that subconscious mind. So I had this beautiful experience and I practiced it over and over and over again. And then I learned about different types of breath work. And then in January of this past year, I decided I wanted to pursue my Theta Breathwork certification. So I went through a 2.5-month process to learn this type of breath work, but I learned a bunch of others as well. And it has been so life-changing for me. And so what a breath work instructor is it's someone that I really feel like helps you connect deeper with yourself. So your feelings, your emotions, your mindset, but also more than anything, allows you to find peace and stability where your feet are right now. So I always like to say I help people become present in their bodies where they're at. Because right now we have so much stimulation in this world. I like to use this fact, this is a fun fact. So someone in 1870 received the same amount of stimulation that we receive in one day in this day and age.
I mean, I totally believe it.
How crazy.
That's crazy.
Their whole life. 1870, their entire life.
Wait, their whole life?
No, their whole life. Their whole life. Some from 1870 that we receive in one day. Think about that.
What?
And we wonder why we have so much anxiety, ADD, and all these things happening. It's because, like, think about the commercial simulation. Even just being in this room right now, I can see, you know, your logo is on that t-shirt. It's on that wall. It's on staff only is written right there. We have shoes, towels, like all these words and things are popping out us, the bright lights. I'm looking outside. I can see people walking on the promenade. I can see people on the beach, how the waves are crashing, how the leaves are moving. It's just so much stimulation. And all this would be happening throughout an entire lifespan because we didn't have phones. We didn't have commercials. We didn't have any type of propaganda or anything grabbing our attention besides – it sounds so silly, but you went for a walk 10 miles to get to school, you know, and then you walked back. You had to walk to a friend's house to knock on their door to see if they're home. I think about that all the time. I'm like, wow. And we complain about having to call a friend up for 5 minutes to say hello. It's crazy. So I guess that's a cool scientific fact there that I always think about. And I'm like, wow, no wonder there's so much going on in our brains and in our bodies. And we have so many of these, what we call them, you know, mental disorders or diseases kind of going on right now. It's just overstimulation. And so I just want to help people feel every type of emotion because I truly believe every emotion, whether, you know, I like to call them emotions. So whether you have anxiety, depression, ADD and things like that, they're all feelings in my perspective. And I want everyone to be able to feel those deeply and fully. So my goal is to help you do that when you're in a breathwork practice with me. It's, you know, for the next hour, it's just you and yourself and your body and your mind, nothing else.
I feel like a lot of people are afraid of breathwork or they're intimidated by it because whenever we start anything, whether it be new or not, we all just want to be good at something. And I think a lot of people feel like they're not good at breath work, or it's scary to be alone with your thoughts, or we just don't know what it feels like to not be constantly stimulated. Like this morning, I did a meditation And I just, my mind was just in a million different places. And then finally towards the end of it, I was like really getting into it, and then it was over. You know what I mean? So why is it that so many people fear meditation and fear breath work and don't want to get into that? Like, what resistance have you seen?
Yeah. So I can go in a bunch of different ways with this, and I'll start with it's natural and it's normal. And everyone has that fear of going inward and focusing on their own minds. And I'm just going to say this right now because I want you to bring me back to it before you said, I got into it at the end. So just remind me what of that when we get there, because there's a science of why you got into it at the end. And I want people to know it's normal. You know, I hear this all the time when I teach meditation that people can't drop in. And it's normal, and I'll talk a little about the science of it, because our subconscious mind, our unconscious mind wants to keep us safe. That's the most important thing to note, is your brain is always fending for your attention. It wants to be your best friend. It really is that thing that at all hours of the day cares more about you than anything else in this world. So while sometimes you're sitting there like, can you shut up? Like, leave me alone. It's actually just trying to keep you safe and trying to just be like, hey, I'm here. Let's have fun. Let's talk. And so I think the reason why so many people fear going into breath work is because they fear spending time with their mind, because they're scared of their relationship with their mind, which, whether you know it or not, is completely normal and is so something that so many people fear. You might not even know you fear it, and you do. And that's just because, you know, in the past, your mind has done so many things to try to keep you safe, that we fear having to spend more time with it and uncover what it wants us to see and what it wants to show us.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bondcharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest.
So I'll give you an example here. So when you're going to bed at night, I guarantee you a lot of us are overthinkers. Things just pop into our brain and we don't even know why they're popping into our brain. And the reason is, back in the day, we came from cavemen. So back in the day, before someone like a caveman went to bed, they had to make sure they were safe. Their surroundings were safe. It was a survival mechanism. So think about it. Lack of simulation back in the day. All you had to worry about was being safe. So we were raised from a space of needing to feel safe. And so your subconscious mind, when you're going to bed, you're being put in a very vulnerable state. You're going to sleep. Anyone could run through that door and, sorry to be like vivid, but like anything could happen while you're asleep. So when you think about that, your subconscious mind wants to do anything to keep you awake. So think about this. You're an overthinker at night. You have all these things popping up and you're like, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Why? It's just because it wants to keep you awake. It knows you're going into a vulnerable state. Same thing back in the day with the cavemen. They were worried about a werewolf or a mammoth.
That's
or something.
Funny because I'm in like a Twilight movie marathon right now. Tonight I'm watching Breaking Dawn Part 1.
So good.
So the fact that you said that made me so happy.
Don't get me back started on that. Everyone was like Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
Breaking Dawn. Like literally Twilight was my thing. I read every book. Yeah.
I just had to get through Eclipse with the horrible wig that Bella was wearing the whole movie. Ugh. Like what was that?
It was so bad. It was the middle part, right? I can remember in my mind.
It was horrible.
It was just horrible. So, and like her old acting, like the spasm she would have.
Give those movies an Oscar. Like, they are so bad. They're so good.
So bad. They're so good. And we thought they were so good.
Were so good. And now that I'm older, like, Edward sucks. Yes. He is so manipulative. Yeah. And, like, we were all like, Edward. No. Like, he is not okay. Like, no wonder Charlie hated him.
Understandably, I don't blame him. Good dad.
No, literally good dad. Like, come on, Bella. Yeah. And what is up? Like, she always, I don't need to go into this tangent, but like, she always needs to be saved and protected by a man.
Yes.
Like Edward or Jacob. Like, come on, girl.
Girl. And
Barbie movie. I'll tell you what.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I haven't seen the Barbie movie yet, but I heard it's amazing.
I just hear it's like girl power.
Girl power.
Bella should like learn a thing or two.
Seriously. But if you think about this, this is another thing.
Sorry.
No, I'm bringing it back. This is so perfect that you said that. So
take me there.
So basically, we fear going to sleep, right? Because it wants to keep us safe, blah, blah, blah. Your brain wants to keep you safe. So when we do breath work, there's a couple different cool breath work forms that I can share with you guys, and I'll share probably in a few minutes. that can help you fall asleep, help ease the mind, and also uncover some of those things. But what you need to know off of the Bella Twilight thing is your subconscious mind has been taking in information all throughout your life, mainly from when you were 0 to 7 years old. So if you think back to all those Disney movies, all those things we were raised on, think about your family and your pre-K teacher and all the things and people that could have been involved in your upbringing. You are making decisions, 95% of them, off of that subconscious mind. So what I'm trying to say is breath work is so important because without it, we can't access that part of our brain easily. Does that make sense?
And breathwork is one of the only ways to access that, or it's a way that you like to practice?
It's a way I like to practice, and meditation too. I listen to my heart. I think it's about trusting this part of who you are, trusting this part. And if you can access it through breathwork, you can use that to repel you
forward. How do you? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Give me the routine.
Okay. So theta breathwork is like my favorite type. So I'll talk about that. First things first is I'm going to ground you. So the first, I'd say 5 to 10 minutes is just a grounding phase. So first we, normal breath, inhale, exhale, visualize you sinking deeper into the floor. You can visualize something coming from your feet, like a root into the ground, grounding you in, going through layers and layers of the earth. And then I bring it back up into your body and I say, feeling that energy of Mother Earth coming back all the way up to your head. I'd like you to visualize, and I have people visualize a beautiful energy bulb. And I say, hop on in, sit in the energy bulb. It's going to float up. And if you notice what I'm doing, I'm having you focus so much on something that you stop thinking about what's going on externally. You stop thinking about distractions. And I'll say that many times. I'm like, limiting all distractions, any judgments, any guilt, any shame, and just go inward on yourself. And so you're rising up, you're rising up, you're rising up. And then you're connecting. For me, I like to bring in a piece of connecting with the creator. That's what Theta Breathwork kind of is founded on, is connecting with the universe, the creator, whatever you truly believe in. And it's asking for something specific. So I like to have themes for my breathwork. So I will have this upcoming Thursday, we have a healing and confidence theme. So helping you unlock some parts of you that you need to heal, and then also stepping into that most confident self by going into different areas that maybe cause you to lose that confidence throughout your life. And then once you ask for that intention, you set an intention always, I'll start the breathwork pattern. I will literally say it's a 2-part inhale, 1-part exhale. I'll say big inhale through the belly, big inhale through the heart, and exhale, let it all go. Inhale, belly. Inhale, heart. Exhale, let it all go. Keeping it circular, keep it connected, letting your breath have a cadence, a rhythm, and following your own breath pattern. I will do that for 3 to 5 minutes because that's how long it takes for you to really, truly drop in. So you're so focused on me saying that, so focused on following the breath. And the breath is so, I like to say, disruptive in a good way, that you can't focus on the laundry at home. You can't focus on what you said to your friend that caused you guys to get into a fight that day. Nothing can physically come in because you got to think, inhale, inhale, exhale. Okay, quick, quick, inhale, inhale, exhale. And you're so focused that eventually you just drop in. Now, when you drop in, you start to do the breathwork pattern on your own. And I'll bring you back every now and then. I'll remind you, keep on breathing. Inhale, belly. Inhale, heart, exhale. But that's when I'll start to prompt you with things. Like, I want you to visualize in your mind a time in your life that made you lose your confidence. I want you to be there. I want you to be with those feelings, those emotions, allowing yourself to feel exactly how you feel when I close my eyes, because I like to be a part of it too, and it allows me to fully be there. And I'll just simulate certain things. Like, what are the blocks? What are the things that are causing you to not show up as your most confident self today? Allow those things, those sayings, those memories to come to mind. And then the future and down the line in the breathwork, I will ask you, what does your most confident self look like? I want you to visualize that person right now, over the next couple of weeks, over the next month, over the next year. What is she or he doing? What happens when you show up as your most confident self? And so it's kind of starting, the process is starting with limiting distractions, having you drop in, going back, healing, uncovering, letting your subconscious part of your brain bring forward things that you don't even know. I've seen myself as a two-year-old baby sitting in my favorite seat. My favorite seat as a kid was this like little ducky seat. And I literally saw myself like sitting there, but not myself. I know what I look like because I've seen pictures of me as a baby, right? And videos. But I saw what I saw when I was 2 years old. I saw my parents. I saw my grandparents. I saw Barney in the corner. I saw my old bedroom house. I've been able to like uncover those memories that you can't really access when you're before 6 years old. They say you really can't remember much, but you can. And so I've been able to go back to time periods in my life. I almost drowned when I was 3. I went back to that and was able to heal that wound so that I could go and swim out all the way out there where way far where I can't swim and practice surfing more, because that's something I still struggle with, is like that fear that I'll drown because when I was a kid. And so I take you back, I uncover, then we work on healing, and then we move forward. What does the future look like? And we actually rewire those brainwaves to show you and your subconscious mind, you are safe. You're okay. Yes, you learned something at some point that made you have a certain decision or a certain thought pattern. But by showing your brain that it's okay that you had that and life is still okay, you can eliminate those future thought patterns. So that's what we do in Theta Breathwork. It's all about uncovering and then rewiring and then ending with that empowerment piece of I am who I am, all your affirmations you think of when you manifest and you spend time in front of the mirror, but you truly are in such a vulnerable, beautiful state in your mind that you're actually teaching your brain that you are okay. And I am enough. I am worthy. I can swim out to that buoy. You know what? It sounds silly, but like you say those things when you're in that state because we're in the process of rewiring.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Does that kind of make sense? And then I bring you slowly, obviously, out of it and we're all happy. And
so how long does the practice take?
It depends. I like to say anywhere from 35 to 45 minutes. It's an hour practice in the sense that I like to have some time at the beginning to set an intention for the session and some time at the end to journal and share. So if people feel called to share, like some things come up and people are just like, I can't believe this just happened. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how it came up or how this... And I'm telling you, it's happened to me so many times where I'm just like, what? How did I unlock that memory? I didn't even know I had that in my brain. It's just so cool. So it takes about 35 to 45 if you're talking about the actual practice itself.
Okay. And then does everyone, like you don't need a breathwork coach to practice breathwork on your own time?
No, not at all. It depends what type you want.
What are the types?
Yeah, so there's different types. So Theta Breathwork's a type, and it's a form of like kind of somatic, I would say. So people think about healing different traumas and things like that when you are able to interlock with the subconscious mind. So I would say that's a form of somatic type healing breathwork, but it combines a lot of practices. So it's kind of like its own thing. As far as other types, a really good one to do before bed would be your 5-7-8 breathing. So what you want to think about is you'll breathe in for a count of 5. You'll hold your breath for a count of 7. And you'll exhale slowly for a count of 8. The second you get done that 8, you start it back up. 5-7-8. And this one's the same thing. It could take anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes to fall asleep. But stay with it, stay consistent, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer. So that's a good one I like to do before bed. If you're having some bad kind of anxiety or you're just in like a bad state of mind, you just need some peace, I like to do box breathing. Box breathing is holding the same count for an inhale, holding, exhale, and then holding. So it's like a box. So think about breathing in for a count of 4, holding for a count of 4, exhaling for a count of 4, and holding for a count of 4. And you keep that going. You just count in your brain, keeping it going. That will bring you some serious peace. And then there is a type of breathing called Wim Hof, which the best way I would describe Wim Hof is it helps with your kind of oxygen levels and I like to say stamina personally. So it creates, it teaches you to create oxygen bubbles in your lungs that actually can keep you not breathing for like minutes at a time. It sounds so crazy, but I tried it for the first time about a year ago, and I think I was able to hold my breath. Like you don't actually think about holding your breath. You just do a big exhale after you're doing tight breathing. You're creating, as I was just doing, I was creating oxygen pockets, and then you do a big exhale and you just don't breathe. You just let it go. And I think I did about a minute the first time I did it. I did 5 minutes in Bali when I was in Bali.
That is crazy.
I didn't even know. I was laying there because it was instructed by my instructor. So he just would lay and he'd just be like, breathe when you feel like you have to, but don't breathe until you feel like you have to. Or until I say, okay, start it up again. Start the breathing again. And he unlocked, I mean, there's a beautiful, profound story. You know, he lost his wife. And I would love you guys to actually look up Wim Hof breathing and kind of learn more about how it got started and things like that. But it's beautiful what happens when we are all simulations taken away and we're able to just go inward with our mind. And Wim Hof's one of those types of breathing that allows you to do so. And that you know, you're so focused again on the breathing, you can't think about anything else. And things just come to you. So that's what I like. I like when things just come to you.
Yeah. So what can someone do in their day-to-day life that, you know, they have a couple minutes every day. They want to just dip their toes in the water to begin. Mm-hmm. So it's not as scary as they think. Like, what can they do?
Yeah. So there's a couple different things I would suggest. First, I think the easiest thing is to find either an app or some form of instructor-led. You can go on YouTube. I have Theta Breathwork, our website. We have a meditation library of, I think at this point, we're up to like 40 plus meditations. It's amazing. And there's some 5-minute ones. There's some 10-minute ones. There's longer ones that are 45 minutes with the actual Theta Breathwork practice I was talking about. But dipping your toes in the way where you got 5 minutes and you just throw something on. You close those eyes, you ground yourself, and you just listen. And the biggest thing I would say to someone that's trying this out is just be open to just being. Eliminate all distractions. Get rid of your phone, throw it across the room, shut your door, put a blindfold or a t-shirt over your eyes to block out any light, and just lay. It can be on the beach. It can be, you know, on your floor in your room. It can be in your bed, just as long as you're not going to fall asleep. But just find some time to spend with yourself, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And then I want you to come out of that meditation, whether you did it for 2 minutes or it was 45 minutes, and write. Get a journal. Write down anything and everything that came down. And I'm talking if your mind the entire time said, this isn't for us. We got laundry to do. You know, think about all the things you got going on today, blah, blah, blah. I want you to write all that down and be with those thoughts. Say, wow, you know, I wasn't able to drop in today. Why do I think that might have been? What's going on that's kind of causing me to not be able to be there? Maybe I need some more time. Just sit with that, if that makes sense, for a couple sessions. And then eventually, I promise, you're going to start to find yourself being able to drop in quicker and faster the more you practice. I have people that have been practicing for weeks and months, and now they say, it's so easy. And I think that's a thing to note, the first time I ever did theta breath work, it took me about 15 minutes of the session to actually have things be brought forward for me. So,
and what advice do you have for people that are afraid of what will come up, or like afraid of being alone with their thoughts? Like, I think of people that have anxiety or depression, like they don't want to be alone with their thoughts. Absolutely. So something like this is terrifying.
Yep, it is. And the best thing I would say is healing is not linear. Throughout our life, we're going to go through so many different patterns of healing. And the best thing I would say is it's just, you have to make a decision for yourself to be ready to uncovering those things, knowing that there's a light at that end of that tunnel that's going to allow your day-to-day to be so much better. You know, it's tough. It's hard to, because I've been there. I've been that girl that when I was young, I was in fourth grade, and I remember I had this panic disorder where I would have a panic attack every single day. I couldn't sleep at night. And I would cry every single night. I would actually like strip naked as a fourth grader, like in bed to shake myself to bed, because if I was cold, I would fall asleep. And I would just keep having this, my heart rate was skyrocketing through the roof. And I remember someone saying to me, my grandfather, he said, if you don't get out of this, things are gonna get bad for you. You know, it can look a couple different ways. It could be you're stuck here for, you know, a couple more years, a long period of time. Or it could help or hurt you drastically health-wise or mentally when you go to approach different situations. Like, you need to snap out of this, Amanda. And I'll never forget what he said in that moment. It was, I want you to take a big, deep inhale in, and I want you to hold it for 4 breaths, and then exhale, let it go, and hold for 4 breaths. And I want you to repeat that over and over and over again until you get out of that panic attack. As a fourth grader, a little kid, I was able to take that practice and help myself out of something that could have been bad. And that's what I would just say is, like, when you're ready, this is here for you to help heal. It's tough, though. It's a tough decision at the beginning, and you don't have to go deep at the beginning.
Yeah.
It really can just come to you, like, very gently and easily. So don't worry too much at the beginning. You don't have to dive into a theta breathwork practice. You just start with some breathing and just say, I feel a little bit more peaceful before. You know, you could breathe 3 times before you eat your meal. All of a sudden, you're digesting your food a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Your breath is so powerful. So oxygen, think about it. It's the thing that keeps us alive, is the ability to get oxygen. When you don't have oxygen, a lot of things go wrong. Your cells can't get the oxygen they need. Your organs can't work the way they work. The amount you can breathe in actually is affecting your health as a whole. So everyone says, oh, well, I breathe in and exhale all the time. But if I really had you practice breathing and extending from your diaphragm all the way down here, you'd be shocked at how hard it is for you to really, really, really breathe a big, deep inhale in. Eventually you stop and you're like, Amanda, I can't breathe anymore. But you only breathe in for like 3 seconds. And then you exhale. Oh, it's only 3 seconds too. Some people can breathe in for like 15 seconds. And exhale for 15. And that's allowing that oxygen to get all throughout your body, all the way down to your fingertips, the cells that are all the way caught all the way here. So the more oxygen you can get in, the more you can expand that lung capacity, the more you're actually going to be helping your health. You're going to be helping your digestive system. I had a lot of gut health issues, and breathing changed my life. You know, I was bloated all the time. I was not able to digest a lot of things properly. And now I breathe 3 big inhales and 3 big exhales before I eat anything, because it de-stresses you. So your whole digestive system is chill. It's relaxed. And then it can take the food in and be like, okay, now we'll break it up. But if it's stressed, it's like, here comes food. Oh, I'm more stressed. I'm more stressed. And all of a sudden you're bloated out to here.
All right, so we have a couple minutes. Would you mind giving us a couple minute, maybe breath work, just to end today's episode?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, what a treat.
Oh my goodness.
What a treat.
Okay, so if first things first, if you're driving, if you're active, I would say to pause this and come back to it when you are able to fully go inward, or pull over, get settled, pause it, and then come back. So first things first is I'd like you guys to grab onto a journal, or if you have your phone present with you, ideally you would write in your notes app. We're just going to do a very simple breath work. And since it is Monday, I think it'd be perfect for us to do a little reflection on last week into this upcoming week and to also manifest and create some good things for this week. So,
wow.
First thing.
I'm so lucky to be here.
All right. So, and I do it with you guys, so it's kind of fun. First things first, I want you guys to close your eyes. You can either be sitting up, or if you find it less distracting for you, you can lie down flat. Just make sure that you are not focused on anything else right now. Silence your cell phone. Make sure that door is closed. No one's going to bother you for the next 3 to 5 minutes. And then when you get situated, you get centered, I invite you to close those eyes. And we're just going to start with a few deep, slow inhales. In through the nose. And then exhale, sigh out the mouth. Another big inhale in. And exhale, let it go. Inhale in, expanding your breath, expanding your lung capacity. And exhale, let it go. Another big inhale in, expanding your heart to receive today unconditional love. And exhale, let it all go. Continuing with that breath pattern at your own pace, expanding on the way up. And as you exhale and let it go, you let go of distractions, worries, judgments, and you just become present in your body. Nothing to do, nowhere to be. Just you and your breath. Knowing that this breath is the breath of life. And it's something that you can come back to at any point in time. As you keep on breathing, we're going to start by reflecting on the week we had. So I want you to think about last week. Visualize in your mind all of the good, all of the things that brought you amazing energy, all of the people you got to meet and spend time with. Picture your favorite things that happened last week. Feeling all the emotions that comes with that. Maybe you're smiling, you're laughing, and just being here in this moment. I want to invite you to say what your favorite thing was in your mind. I know it's hard, so just try. Try to pick one thing that you really, really liked. And as you inhale deep, you exhale and let it go. Now, I want to switch gears really quick here. And I want you to think of a couple things that drained your energy last week. Thinking of a few things that maybe took your light away a little bit. Maybe took away some of your valuable time. Seeing them all in your mind, coming one by one. Allow yourself to feel the emotions of last week. Maybe it was a tough week for you. And that's okay. Maybe there's points in your area of last week that you could have forgiven someone or you need to forgive yourself for. I want you to bring those to mind right now. As you keep on breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, I want you to offer yourself or that person some forgiveness right now. As you inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And then we are going to go ahead and we're going to shift gears into the upcoming week. It's so important to reflect on last week so that we can go ahead and set ourselves forth for the best week ahead. And so as you think about your next week, this upcoming one, I want you to start by setting one intention for this week. Ask yourself, who do I want to be this week? A friend of mine, Nick Pags, uses a phrase, be, do, have. And it goes like this. A lot of times, we want to have certain things in our life. So we create these to-do lists thinking, that's what I need in order to get these things done, to have the things that I want. But in reality, it's kind of the opposite. We have to learn to be someone in order to have that thing. We need to show up day in and day out as the person that already has whatever it is that we want. So, if you are to be a CEO of a company, for example, you need to show up today as someone who's organized, thoughtful, strong, and confident. And then you can start to do the things that a CEO would do because you are that person. So I ask you again, how do you need to show up this week? Who do you need to be? And finally, since we are all about manifestation, I want you guys to create one wish that you have for this upcoming week. Make it as big and as bold as possible. And I want you to visualize just for a second that wish coming true. Feeling all the beauty that comes with that wish. Letting your mind paint a beautiful picture of what that wish looks like. Feeling all the emotions. And we'll take a big deep inhale in and hold it at the top. Inhale a little bit more, expanding your lung capacity a little bit more and hold. And then exhale, let it all go. One more. Inhale, soaking up all the beautiful energy of this moment and hold. Inhale a little bit more, opening your heart to the beauty that this week has and holds. And then exhale, letting anything go. And slowly, when you are ready, and only when you are ready, you bring those hands up and over those eyes. Slowly, I invite you to blink those eyes open underneath those hands, creating a little space between those fingertips to let a little light in. And then slowly, when you are ready, you remove that hand and you come back to this present moment. And now I always like people to spend a couple minutes journaling, writing up what comes down for them. So anything that came through, any insights, any downloads, thoughts from last week, things that you have for this upcoming week, make sure to write that wish down, that intention for the week down. Just spend the next 5-10 minutes or so with yourself. And maybe you pause this right now. And then when you are done, you unpause and come back.
Wow. I feel so good. I feel so good. Amanda, you are amazing. Where can everyone find you?
So if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram. My Instagram is Amanda Odgers. You can also follow our company Instagram, which is our breathwork Instagram, which is Theta Breath, Thetabreath. I love spelling. it took me a second. I was like, in my brain. So those are the two best ways to connect with me and connect with us. And also you can find our website, which is thetabreathwork.com. That's in the little blurb on Instagram. And you can get in touch with me to do a session on my Instagram or on my website, Empower Light, where I also have my own podcast too, if you're interested in tuning in.
And we just did a podcast over on Amanda's. We did an episode, so I'll have that one linked down below if you guys want to go listen. We answered a lot of questions. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for you guys to listen. So Amanda, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You're always welcome back. And everyone listening, thank you guys so much. And happy Manifest Monday.
Woo!
Bye, guys.